Hey, we are here at the 2018 Solero FinTech Conference in Whistler, British Columbia, with Mr. James Ireland from Central One. How are you, James?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. Thanks for asking. How's the conference going for you so far?
Well, it's a lot of interesting topics, a lot of great insights. Mm-hmm. It's always fantastic. For me, coming from a risk background, we don't actually get out to these things very much. So it's actually fantastic to be here to see a lot of the credit unions, see a lot of the challenges, understand some of the challenges that are not necessarily directly from our members, but from members across the nation. So I think it's fantastic.
And take away a few little nuggets of information along the way, too.
Yeah, most definitely. It's a huge learning experience, particularly for me. Those who are a little bit more familiar with Central One will know that I've sort of very recently stepped out of the risk world and to help out over in the product development world. So I'm on sort of like this learning curve right now. It's been about 6 weeks of drinking from the fire hose, and gotcha. This is a little bit more. But it's a great opportunity to get out and talk to some of the fintechs, get some understanding about the digital strategies of the credit unions, some of their challenges, how Central One fits into that landscape with not only the UXP product but some of the other innovation. Origination solutions, some of the small business solutions, and how those fit into people's digital strategies, and how Central One can perhaps be part of that partnership as well moving forward. So I think there's great opportunities and fascinating conversations.
Oh, no doubt. Exciting times indeed. Yeah. Well, for our conversation, let's step back into the risk landscape for a moment, if you will. So what does this look like? What's the risk landscape look like for credit unions today?
Well, I'm going to focus on the risk landscape as it's, perhaps pertinent to this this conference. I think we think a lot about, what's the risk landscape, what are the market challenges, what are the economic challenges, these types of things. But it's actually very interesting as we, work in risk within the credit union system, that more and more the focus becomes related to how we're implementing digital strategies. What the environment is in terms of the sheer quantity of change that we're going through. So we look at the digital revolution, we look at Payments Canada modernization, we look at open banking, and it's risk, it's those risks to our strategy and our execution. So a lot more focus. It's no longer a game of can I adjudicate a loan properly? And so the interesting thing that I'm finding now is we have that risk landscape. But one of the interesting factors, I think, is how are people thinking about how their risk organizations need to change in response to these changes in the landscape? We've got some fascinating things going on at Central One right now, where we are more and more embedding risk people in large projects. So we have a individual from risk entirely embedded in the UXP project. I'll come back to that a little bit. But also ensuring that risk is more engaged at the beginning of technology projects or any project within the organization to make sure that we're not coming to the end and then going, hey, did you guys think about this, right? Are you in compliance with this, that, and the other thing? Far easier to design from day one than it is to fix in the 11th hour. The interesting thing with the UXP project and the interesting thing for risk is as the development process is all moving more and more towards agile, and we're not only seeing it in the technology era, we're beginning to talk about agile processes in the business areas, is risk as a support function, how does risk have to redesign itself to work at that speed? Mm-hmm. So if you think about it, we think about our UXP project where we're going down to, 2 week sprints of ideate, design, build, deliver. Mm-hmm. If we think of our operational threat risk assessment type processes and risk identification processes, a lot of times in risk, those have been set up in a waterfall world where the pace is much slower, mm-hmm. the scope is much larger. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very interesting how you then begin to integrate these risk processes to be able to do them at the speed at which the agile organization wants to work. So I think that's a big challenge. Yeah. Early days for us in terms of the learning, I think the embedded individual and having somebody embedded is a great learning. It'll be interesting to see the results that come out of that. And I think probably in 3 or 4 months' time, we'll have the opportunity to sit back and go, okay, what does this really mean about how we have to redesign our risk processes? I think what we're going to see is more alignment of risk with business, getting away from credit risk, market risk, operational risk, and thinking more about risk organization structured along business lines or along business functions. You know, another interesting area where the risk landscape is changing and where people maybe need to think about changes in skill sets and changes in requirements. You know, if we go back and think about, you know, lending as being the mainstay of, you know, one of the mainstays of banking, you take a look at, you know, where, what has the credit risk function been historically, right? Well, it's been, you know, I've sat in the chair and done this, and, you know, it's been the guy with the gray hair sitting, going through lots of paper and saying no and asking lots of questions back. You know, but now we're moving into this world where, you know, we're going with loan origination systems, we're looking at online and mobile experiences where the application, credit adjudication, and advancement of loans is happening in minutes, right? So you now, you've got to think about...
So the decision process, oh my gosh.
Yeah, but the skill sets you need in your credit risk area are different,
right?
It's no longer are we necessarily drawing from somebody who can build a process that trains people how to look at financial statements and income, you know, income documentation and these types of things to say, have I got it? And then structure. We need people who can actually now begin to sit back and design and think in that mobile platform type world. So it's not a, it's not necessarily a skill set of adjudicating credit, but it's how can I drive and design those minimal automated systems to actually go through and do it. So there's a lot of interplay with all of the innovation that we're seeing here and what we're going to need to start doing in the risk world.
Okay.
So that in itself, that sort of change becomes a risk, you know, to the organizations. You've got to think about how you get through those changes so that risk doesn't become the barrier to the organization innovating, right? I mean, risk groups, to be honest, have been criticized for that for years. I've been in risk for 25 years. I've heard it a lot. We try very hard to design away from that, to make sure that risk and corporate functions are an enabler for the organization, but lots and lots of challenges, which are very, very interesting, a lot of it driven by the business innovation and the speed of digitization of banking.
But you have to have it there, though, in order to, it's kind of like a checks and balances thing, right?
Exactly. Yeah. If we, you know, what we see, and you actually have to have it more, right? Because as the speed of, you know, as the speed of change increases, you know, we can be one place and feel we're very, very stable today. But, you know, rather than taking one large step in a year, by the time I get to the end of that year, I could have taken now 300 or 400 small steps.
Right.
And the, you know, opportunity for error-prone process or compliance issues to change and sort of work their way in through those processes become very, very, it becomes higher the more changes you have. So that speed of change, I think, is one of the biggest risks facing the credit union system.
Yeah, I think there's so many, the speed is affecting everything right now, with the speed of technology. So, and risk is one of those. You don't really think about it off the top of your head, you know, but it's something, obviously, you think about day in and day out because you were living it.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, a lot of it's opportunity, right? And when you sort of see an opportunity to actually embed, and we've got a very strong alliance between risk and business areas in the organization at Central One, and it's becoming stronger and stronger. That gives us the opportunity as risk people to actually observe how the business processes are changing. So we've been very fortunate in that regard. It's very fascinating. I'm very, very interested to see where it shakes out at the end of the day.
Cool. Very cool. Last question for you. What are your goals in this area? What are you guys, what's the end game here? Obviously to keep up with the speed, to, like you said, become not an inhibitor, but an enabler.
Yeah, so it's not just to keep up with the speed. You know, risk is really there to provide and ensure that business has the correct insights to make fast decisions, right? So it's not enough just to be fast enough, right, to work at the speed of the business. We've got to be able to work at the speed of the business and be able to provide them value at the end of the day. So, you know, it's opportunity identification. Are we looking at the right types of information? What can we bring in to speed their processes? What can we bring in to educate, train, and make the business more knowledgeable? Because in a lot of senses, that's how you get the speed. You know, with the focus now on execution, implementation, delivery, right, you've got to get all those things correct.
Gotcha. Right? Great message to end on.
Thank you.
James, thank you so much.
Great.
Quite the education, so thank you very much.